My name is Tatjana and I'm drawing and working for money. And when I was in my early 20s, it was in the beginning of the 90s, I think I didn't know about my queerness so much. I didn't understand myself about love and how I desire, what I desire. And so I had some kind of friendship, which wasn't a relationship, with a woman. And since I was maybe 18 or 19, and in this time I lost everything. I lost all my joy. It was after school. I had lost my personality. I couldn't draw anymore. And I thought, I didn't understand. And I think I had a depression in this age, and about 18, and so I had different and difficult times. I was living in with other people in a tent, like it was alternative living, and yes, and I wanted to make a completely different life than this, than what society was for me. And I think it's typical for the beginning of the 90s. I always thought it is like a little bit this slacker movement, and I was part of it. And so, yes, this was a setting. And then this woman, she was a little bit older than me. She was something like my best friend. And we lived together, and she always tried to pull me down, and she talked bad about me. She told me things that I was ugly, but everything was so, it was not always so directly. I did something and she said, oh, I would have done it completely different. And so I had the feeling everything I'm doing is wrong. And I didn't understand, because everything around us was normal, friends, and nobody said anything. And yeah, this was going for a while, and I felt really bad, but my self-esteem was very low. And one day, I had a very alternative life, and one day, I don't know why, I was going to a pharmacy. And so they've got this magazine, which is free, Apothekenumschau, which is really, normally I don't read it. And on the last page, I was reading everything in that time. I was reading every book, every magazine I could get. And so I was reading this magazine. And on the last side I can remember, it was only one side. There was no illustration or photo. There was... there stood, sometimes people you think that are good for you are not good for you. There are people who are bad for you. And I was reading it, and there were some points, and I said, yes, next point, yes, next point, yes. And so I understood, because it was early 90s, there was no internet. I never heard before the term of toxic relationship or something like that. I never heard of narcissism, and there was no internet to look what is my problem. And so I understood, oh my God, this is what is part of my life. This is her. And in this moment, I really, after that, I finished this. It needed some month, but after that, I understood I have to leave this friendship, this woman, this crazy relationship. And and I did it. It was really the first time I was so, I didn't expect to find something like that in a magazine for free like that. And the people I met after, they asked me what's going on with her, and I said, no, I have no contact anymore. And they said, oh, that's good, she was not good with you. And a lot of people did that, but not while we were friends. And yeah, And this was sometimes I think about it, and always when I see the Apothekenumschau, this free magazine, I think, thank you, whoever wrote that in the beginning of the 90s, because it changed my life.